This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says a proposal to give Chicago police sole discretion to implement immediate curfews for kids needs deeper vetting. My colleague Mariah Wolfel reports the proposal is from downtown Alder Brian Hopkins in an effort to address big teen gatherings that have in the past turned violent. It would allow top Chicago cops to impose a snap curfew when things are getting out of hand. Johnson says it still needs work to ensure police use the tool properly and not against other large gatherings like protests or nonviolent hangouts.
There is an entire table of stakeholders that are working through all aspects of the proposal.
Hopkins says he has 33 co-sponsors and could forge ahead without Johnson's input, but he's open to changes. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says public safety is under attack under Donald Trump's administration. In the first days in office, the president dissolved the White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention. This was an office created by President Biden. And at a press conference in Chicago today, Pritzker blasted Trump for cutting a range of life-saving programs and being okay if people in Chicago die. Pritzker was at a Southside event celebrating research showing steep drops in shootings over the last 2 years and areas around Chicago where anti-violence workers have focused. U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth from Illinois is criticizing the Trump administration's treatment of veterans. During an appearance last night on The Daily Show, the Democrat discussed the Trump administration firing thousands of workers from the Department of Veterans Affairs. Veterans make up roughly 30% of the over 2 million civilians who work for the federal government, and she slammed the president for cutting funding for veteran services. She says all he's done is made us weaker, sicker, and less secure.
This is about putting America before yourself, and this president has never done that. And Democrats need to start talking to the heartland and talking to people and saying, we are here to fight for you, and we're going to fight for you every step of the way.
Duckworth also criticized Republicans for focusing on being reelected instead of standing up to the president. Lynx Hall in Chicago is announcing today it will close its doors for good after the current season. The venue has faced ongoing financial hardships. My colleague Courtney Kippers reports Lynx has been a staple in the city's dance world for nearly 5 decades. It often served as a home for experimental new works. Here's Joanna Fernandes, executive director of the Chicago Dance Makers Forum.
It's hard to overstate what Lynx means to Chicago's dance community. And for many, Lynx is a home, the sort of incubator home base for the building of dance artist careers in the city.
Lynx will stage a new works showcase in May and then close up shop over the summer. Weather cloudy and windy today. A chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high in the mid-60s. Tonight, cloudy and breezy. Showers and thunderstorms, especially overnight, a low in the mid-50s. And Friday, partly sunny, breezy, very warm with a high in the upper 70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.